Welcome to Texas 360. I am John Harrison. I'm filling in for, well, Mark or DP or Drew. I drew the short straw in some sense. I went to Mobile, but for me, that's more like Homer Simpson ending up in a donut shop with all the lights off and the doors locked because it's Senior Bowl time. I couldn't have asked for a better week to come here to watch all the great college football players in their all-star game in this setting with all the NFL scouts and GMs and coaches all here in one spot. Yeah, I was pretty much in heaven. Let's take a look at some of the sights and sounds from Mobile, Alabama in the Senior Bowl. Here at the Senior Bowl, everybody wants to talk to you. How do you stay level? How do you stay calm through all this?
I try to stay really humble, really grounded. I'm a faith-based person, so I realize I'm nothing special. I'm just another guy here trying to impact the world and everything. So I just try to stay really humble and grounded throughout it. And, you know, I got good people in my life that if I start acting out or whatever, it'll kind of put me back in my place, and that's good. And that's what every person I believe needs to really just keep you grounded throughout the whole process.
If you were to do a quick scouting report on yourself, what would you say your top assets are and what's the one liability that you got to improve and can start here at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, I'm the ultimate competitor. I don't like to lose no matter what we're playing, no matter what's going on. I'm going to outwork anybody. I'm going to outwork all my opponents. And I think just reps from under the center, just because I haven't done it, I just need more reps at it, and I'll be fine.
So far today, I had a pretty good first day, and I saw this as a great opportunity just to showcase my skills against this great talent.
What do you foresee and what do the scouts foresee you playing at the next level?
See, I think that's what makes me so special is that, you know, I can do a lot of it, and that's what I did at Ohio State. You know, there's times where I was, majority of the time, I split out in a slot. A lot of times I was in a wing, you know, motioning around, being the move tight end guy, and there's times where, you know, I put my hand in the dirt. I think that's what teams see me as, and I think that's what makes me so valuable in this, you know, this year in this draft.
It depends on, you know, what the team needs at the time. But for right now, I'm play receiver. And, you know, if I come in backfield, too, if they need me, you know, make plays in the backfield, come out of the backfield, go against the linebacker, you know, make plays, playmaker. So as long as the ball is in my hand, I'm good.
I believe with my size and just my unique abilities, I can do a lot of different things. And also just the mental side of things, I think, is something that will really come to the forefront throughout this process. Playing at North Dakota State, playing in a pro-style offense that, you know, the last couple years was a pro-style and just about as multiple. If you name the play, we probably ran it. I think I improved vastly from my junior to senior year, but there's always room for improvement and just refining and being consistent. That's the biggest thing.